It's Brandon Downer. He's the local sales manager for Window Nation Connecticut. Yeah. What is Window Nation Connecticut? How long have you guys been in Connecticut?
So we've been in Connecticut now about 7 years. The company as a whole has been here for over 20 years at this point. Connecticut is no longer a green market.
Right.
We've been established for a while.
What does that mean, green market?
Green markets are markets that have been around for less than 2 years.
So, for example, new.
Right? Yeah, new markets. I mean, we just opened up in the last 6 months our Westchester office, Long Island, North Jersey. So we're constantly growing. We actually just became, we're just announced by Forbes as the number one window installer in the country.
Oh, that's cool.
Beating out places like Renewal by Anderson, Window World. I mean, it's a great
honor.
Those
are big names.
That's huge. Huge. Yeah.
I mean, they've been around a long time.
Yeah.
It's nothing on them. They have great companies, great people. It's an incredible honor that we got nominated as the number one window installer around the country.
And what's the criteria? Not the most windows, but like the best work and best customer response. How do you get number one?
Yeah, it's a combination of different things, really. I mean, ultimately, yes, volume does take account of that. We've installed over 3 million windows since 2006.
Ooh.
It's a lot of windows.
It's a big house.
Yeah. You get some crazy ones.
So many windows, I don't want to clean it.
Yeah.
All right, open the windows.
Hey, which one?
Yeah, hey, why not the top
All
and
of
the bottom?
Them.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's a combination. I mean, volume is one part of it. You have to be customer focused. And I mean, that's our biggest focus here in Connecticut, at least, is making sure from the very beginning, when we first meet with you, all the way through the end, past the end, that you're taken care of. If you have issues, if you have questions or concerns, you always have somebody to call.
Yeah.
Every single person from your sales rep to myself here in the office as a sales manager, my counterpart, Amy Fitzpatrick, is the branch manager handling installations. We want to make sure that you are happy, satisfied, and safe throughout your entire process.
That's great.
Safe. What does that mean?
Safety is an interesting topic that I have, especially when I used to run appointments here in Connecticut before I became the sales manager. And those are the three things I would always tell my customers. I want you to be happy. I want you to be secure. I want you to be safe in your decision. Not only is it safe in the decision that you're choosing the right company, but it's safe knowing that the windows you choose are the best fit for your house.
Right.
Because every house is different. Every situation is different. Whether you want a double hung window for the ease of access of going up and down, or like I did in my house with my wife, we did sliding windows, which are a little bit less common here in Connecticut. It's more colonial style, double hung windows. Depending on size, style, shape, there are tons of different options you can choose from to make sure it's the right fit for your house. Safety, we even just had a new thing with our sliding windows where we added child locks to them to make sure that, God forbid, anything happens, you can open it up, it stops at a certain point.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that's important. There have been a couple of cases of kids falling out windows.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, we want safety is a big, big factor.
Mm.
100%.
Look at you. Who's a big boy, AJ?
I'm a big boy. Look at me. I was one of those kids who fell out the window.
Where on the island are you guys?
So on Long Island, we are in Deer Park is our office there. So we service all of Long Island. It's great. It's been an incredible market open for us.
That's a fun ride when you're going out and quoting jobs.
Hey, luckily for us, I deal with just Connecticut.
Good.
Right.
Every market has their own own people, own handling, but basically anywhere in the country right now, you can have Window Nation take care of you, which is an incredible thing to say. I mean, from 20 years ago when Harley and Aaron Magden first started this company, it was a family-run business. They started in one office in Maryland, started out of the garage. And
like their dad was a contractor or something, right?
Yeah, the dad was a contractor.
Like out of Ohio?
Yep. And then the grandfather owned a construction business as well. And the story is wild how they ended up trying to buy out the dad's business, couldn't afford it at the time, so it got sold to somebody else.
Right.
They worked their tails off for 2 years, doing as much as they could, ended up buying out the business, which then became Window Nation.
Yeah.
And they had no idea 20 years later it'd be where we are. You know, and what, I think we're in 41 different markets right now in 28 states.
Is the dad still alive?
I'm not entirely sure about
that. Yeah, I wonder if he got to see their, you know, his boys and their great success.
Where they've taken it to, yeah.
I actually left. The cruise I was telling you about that I was just on, my neighbors on the cruise ship were the neighbors of Harley and Magden.
Oh, wow.
That's so weird. They're like this magnet to...
That 6 degree of separation thing going on.
It was weird. I had my hat on. They're like, oh, Window Nation, we know you really well. I'm like, oh, yeah, where are you guys from? Oh, we're from Maryland. Oh, that's where our company's from. She goes, I know. Harley's our neighbor. We play poker with him on Tuesday nights.
Wow.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. So how do you know you need windows?
That's a really deep question, honestly, because there's a number of different factors you have to consider. Obviously, if your windows are broken, if they have cracks, if they have seal failures, where you have the fogginess, the mist, the dew, I've seen it as bad as looking like a gallon of milk getting poured inside of windows. But truthfully, that's just part of it. sometimes you may not like styles. You may not like the way it functions. It may be hard to open and close, or you don't like the way things
work. That was the one I got with my rental property.
Yeah.
So I bought this rental property in Naugatuck, and one side was vacant. The other side had a tenant that was moving out because they were buying a house and they wanted to put their kid in a good school system. And I asked him, I said, if you're we're going to stay and you could ask the new landlord to do something, what would it be? And he didn't even think about it. He said, new windows.
Right.
He goes, the drafts that come through here, but the opening and the close, we can't open or close these windows.
And that's not safe either.
No.
It's not about safe. That
safety again.
Yeah, something happens. And then just
in the spring and the fall, you want to open up the windows and let the fresh air in. You can't do that.
Right.
So what a difference that made. 19 windows installed in a day. What struck me, because I knew I would gain in the, you know, the energy bills and all that.
Yeah.
The sound.
Yeah.
Standing inside the house, all of a sudden, it was a lot quieter in the house.
I'll say, not soundproof, but it definitely helps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had a guy up in Stafford Springs. He was about a mile away from the racetrack up there.
Okay, yeah.
Called me up the day after his install was done, profusely thanking me. Said, buddy, I appreciate you thanking me, but like, hey, it's our job. We're happy we could help you.
Right.
He goes, no, you don't understand. He goes, for the last 15 years, I've had the race car engines waking me up. I can't take a nap. He goes, for the first time in 15 years, I was able to take a nap today.
Wow.
Boy, it was a long nap.
He's still like napping.
Baby, yeah. Hey, Rip Van Winkle, wake up over here.
Mike Lapatino, our afternoon drive host, got new windows from Window Nation, and that was the first thing he noticed.
Yeah.
It's like instantly it was a lot quieter in the house.
You want peace and quiet at home, you know?
But it's a benefit you don't really think about. You're just kind of like, hey, I want to stop the cold air or the hot air.
Right.
You know, I'll even tell you. So when my wife and I bought our house in Monroe last year, we had a 1958 house with original windows, wood windows, single pane. And I laugh. I like to do a lot of things myself, like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it's just one thing. Yeah, I know how to install a window. I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to let the professionals handle it.
Exactly. Right.
I went to open up that window to paint my trim work. It didn't close.
Oh.
So I looked at my wife, and granted, we just bought a house. It's crazy money going around. And I said,
it's hysterical because you're the window guy.
We got to do it.
Right.
And she goes, oh, can't we hold off? Can't we hold off? No, you can't. When you have a problem, it only magnifies.
Yeah.
Whether it be water issues, whether it be money and how much things cost. The best time to do these things is truthfully when there's an issue. Don't wait. The longer you wait, the bigger the problem becomes, the bigger the cost becomes. I mean, it's imperative that you take care of things when they get done. And I couldn't be happier. I have one of my bedrooms. My corner of my house gets sunlight from sunrise to sunset.
Yeah.
If my air conditioning was running, it was 85, 87 degrees in that room. My air conditioning is set to 70 degrees on a constant basis. My wife loves the energy bill sometimes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But the day after we got our windows installed, it was night and day. I mean, I would have that one room being 85 degrees with the original windows. From that moment on, it's been 70 degrees, period. Every single day, no matter how much sun comes in, no matter how much heat is outside, we live comfortably.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you save a lot of money with the energy bills. And it gets a lot quieter in the house, which is very nice. But also, you know, the water damage that could happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
that you don't even see.
Yeah.
There was a flip house that I did, and once you start opening stuff up, you see things that no one has seen before.
Right.
Like all the water has been coming in here, and it becomes a real problem with rot. And then now you have a whole nother issue.
And that's a lot of it where it comes down to don't wait.
Yeah.
Because that is, I've seen it multiple times in people's houses. You know, if you see a problem, take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, the longer you wait, especially with water, I always made the joke, the water is the devil in a house. It's the unseen devil.
Yeah.
You don't know it's a problem until it's way, way too far. And it ends up costing you more money. The easiest signs, honestly, that you can look at to find any kind of water damage, look at your sills, your interior sills. You'll see some discoloration. You'll see some water streaking marks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've had crazy, crazy weather over the last couple of weeks here in Connecticut. Lots of rain. If you notice water starting to come in, don't wait.
It's a problem.
Get things taken care of because it'll become much worse for you.
And it's not just damage. It's black mold, which can screw up the air and screw up the kids.
Yeah, your health.
It's a carcinogen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bad.
We actually do something kind of unique, too, that I love to point out. We're the only window company that I've ever seen do this. During your installation process, we actually use a product called Concrobium Mold Control. Concrobium Mold Control is a non-toxic anti-mold spray. It's made from seaweed, So you can literally drink it.
Yeah, it's natural, yeah.
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 I wouldn't recommend it. Tastes pretty bad.
Right, make some sushi out of it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but what it does, it encapsulates the black mold spores. It crushes them, kills them, and creates a new barrier so that new mold cannot cling to that surface. When you talk about windows, when you talk about inside of your walls, these are places that for the last 20, 30, 40 years, you've never seen the inside of. Nobody peels it back every year to check on things.
Right.
If you think that there's water in there, there's definitely mold. When we take things out, we spray it down with that microbial mold control, make sure that no matter how long this water has
for
been
for all
there,
the jobs, or if you see there was water
every
damage?
Every single job.
Wow.
Whether you have vinyl windows already, whether you had metal windows, wood windows. Wood windows, we find it incredibly often. It's the most common place you find black mold is those wood windows.
Yeah.
But it's a part of our practice to make sure that every single job gets microbial mold control sprayed into those windows to make sure there is no issues moving forward.
So take us through the process. Let's just say, all right, I'll have you guys come over and price it. Starts with a phone call, starts with going to the website.
Yeah, tons of different ways. You can call into our call center. You can call the 1-800 number. You can go directly to our website, windownation.com. It's pretty easy to set up an appointment.
Yeah.
Just put in your name, your phone number. Might ask you for your address.
You guys are right on time, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right on the money.
Hey, if you're not on time, if you're late in this business,
yeah,
you're not worth doing business with. We want to make sure that if we're not there exactly at 9 a.m., we're there at 8:55, making sure we're knocking on your door right on time.
Right.
In this industry, time is money. And unfortunately, most people don't have that mentality anymore. We want to make sure your time is respected.
How long does it take to do the initial walkthrough? They do like an initial measuring.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. One of my reps at the local office would come in. We typically take about an hour of your time. So there's tons of information we go through, questions, concerns. We walk through your house. We look at all your windows. We do preliminary measurements. But also it's a little bit of education because, unfortunately, not everybody does this on a daily basis. You know, I can go through a whole thing about different terms and bore you guys to death. But truthfully, the vast majority of people don't. They don't know what a window does and doesn't do. They don't know what they're looking for. And it's our job as consultants to educate you on the right and wrong ways of doing things. And I'll be the first to say, not every company is right for the same people. Not every person is right for the same company. But at the end of the day, if we can find a way that fits within your budget, fits within your style, and you can see it, envision it, we're there for you.
All right, so it takes about an hour,
yeah,
preliminary measurement. Then you come back with a price quote, or you email the price quote, or you...
Oh, you're going to get a price that day.
Nice.
Yeah. There's no pressure. I'll be very clear on that. There's no pressure to move forward. We obviously have certain incentives. You know, we have monthly incentives that change month by month. We have different financing programs that are available. But one of my reps will come in. They do the measurements, go through the whole process. And at the end of that, about our time, we're going to tell you exactly how much this is going to cost. There's no hidden fees. There's no pulling the rug out from under you. When we leave there, if you decide to move forward with us, your price is your price.
And then how long, all right, let's just say we're at the end of the hour and we agree on a price, you know, depending on the windows, but let's just say an average house, how many weeks before the windows are ready, what happens next? You come back and do a real measuring.
Absolutely. Right? There's an old adage, measure twice, cut once.
Yeah.
We actually go a little bit beyond that. We measure three times.
Yeah.
So not only is my rep that goes to your house initially doing a measurement, a little rough measurement, we then have a qualified measure technician that his sole job is to go into your house and measure to an eighth of an inch to ensure that these windows are properly custom fit. We are not pulling windows off a shelf, guys. We're not doing just, you know, chucking the truck, put it up there. Oh, it's close enough. No.
Can I tell you, I did that on my first house. I did the windows myself. You know, I bought them off of a big box store. I just did the measurements. I got the windows close enough. And, you know, you're sticking in insulation. And now you're inviting rain in.
Yeah.
And then now it doesn't look, this one looks okay. This one doesn't look, it was a nightmare.
Too much glass space. I mean,
yeah,
the big box store is nothing against them. They have prefabricated sizes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if you have a house that has a 30 by 50 window, I'm sorry, that's not 30 by 50. After the last 40 years, we're all foolish to think if your house hasn't settled a little bit.
Right.
Things have shifted and moved. It's not a perfect square unit. All of our windows are custom manufactured to fit your exact specifications so that you have a perfect fit every single time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So how many, let's just say, all right, we agree. So now the measuring tech comes out, what, days later, a week later?
our goal is within the week of you signing up with us, we have a measure tech out to your house doing that measurement.
And then how long to get the windows?
Absolutely. From start to finish, my rep coming to the house to actual installation date, it's going to depend on the season, but typically we're about 6 to 8 weeks out. So you get the initial visit, the measure tech comes out the week following, we send off the measurements to the manufacturer, and they manufacture those windows. Once those windows are ready to go, we get an email, hey, your windows are in the warehouse on XYZ day, we're calling you for that install. We're getting you set up on the measurement, we're getting set up on the installation, I'm sorry, and we get you in the books. We get everything taken care of for you.
How do you do that if both people are working?
It's actually pretty simple. For the most part, now you don't have to be home the entirety of the time.
Yeah.
All of our installers are very, very well reputable people. They're all vetted. They're all background checked. There's no fear about people coming in your house and doing ill will. It's important to us to make sure that people are vetted before they come in your house. There's a lot of trust that goes into home improvement. And we've all heard the horror stories. We do not want to be a blurb on a blog. We don't want to be
national
news.
No, you have one bad
news.
Story and it taints the whole company, all the decades of, you know, great work.
Yeah. But no, in reality, we're there for most projects for one day. Typically between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., the crew's going to show up to your house. They get the work done and then they leave. Most of our customers like to be home, like to be present during that. We do installs Monday through Saturday. So there's always an opportunity for people to be home during this. If you are busy and, hey, mom works nights, dad works days, and you got the kids in daycare all day, we'll find a way to fit your schedule to make it fit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, AJ, they rolled up, man. They had this truck with this giant trailer, and they basically had a workshop inside the trailer.
Right.
They had all the windows. It was 19 windows in one day.
That part impressed me. I'm like, wow, that many windows in one day.
But you know what?
That's amazing.
When they were done doing that, where'd the old windows go?
I don't even know.
They put them right back inside of their trailer. We didn't bring a dumpster to your house.
Yeah. No, I didn't see. They just magically disappeared. That's
awesome.
Why I didn't know.
Yeah.
We want to make sure things are clean. Truthfully, from start to finish, drop cloths on your furniture.
Oh, that's great.
Too many times people come into your house and destroy it when you think you're going to get something great. We want to make sure we're clean through the entire process. All of your old stuff comes with us. We take care of that. We don't bring dumpsters to destroy your driveway, destroy your yard, make your neighbors mad. We want to make sure you're fully serviced from start to finish.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's great.
So the whole thing is like 6 to 8 weeks.
Basically. I mean, it really comes down to size of the project. Be very transparent here. Obviously, if you have 40, 50 windows in a house, going to be more than a day.
What does a typical house have for windows?
Honestly, like,
let's just say a raised ranch. What is that?
The average home in Connecticut has between 10 and 12 windows.
Okay.
Now, with that 10 and 12 window project, those are definitely one-day projects. I'll be very clear on that, though. If we encounter something when we open things up, like we talked about rot already.
Yeah.
If we encounter rot, if we encounter some sort of mold issues, we're going to make sure those are taken care of. Now, if it takes an extra hour, extra couple hours, or we have to come back the next day to finish things, we are going to do this once, we're going to do it right, and we're going to do it the right way the first time. We're not going to cut corners just to meet on timeline.
Yeah.
You know, that's the most important part. You get too many
contracts. So does that now cost more money to have you come back to finish the job the second day?
Absolutely not. There's a big reason for that. All of our products come with a lifetime warranty, and that's on the labor, the materials, the install. We, again, want to make sure things are done once, done right, never done again. In order to make sure that we don't have to keep coming back weeks and weeks over like a lot of contractors do, we want to make sure it's done the right way. Like I said, if it takes an extra couple hours, we're going to be there. We're going to be very mindful of your time, but we want to make sure you're taken care of the right way the first time.
That's awesome. All right. What else do you want homeowners to know?
I mean, the grand scheme of things, this is honestly a really great time. We're coming out of summer. We're coming out of vacation season. So people are going to be home more often. You're going to start noticing things as the weather starts changing.
You're going to blink your eyes. It's going to be winter.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's going to be a crazy one
I'm
this year,
to
too.
Blink at all.
You think so?
I honestly, with the way the weather's been lately, I think we're going to get a lot of snow this year.
Oh, man.
And honestly, some weather systems that are going through right now that they're talking about already. So
high winds, lots of moisture in the air.
Do you know that, or you just making?
No, I know
that.
Yeah, there's been like an El Nino and something like that. There's something going on, and they're saying it's gonna be like a wetter, you know, summer, but it's gonna be like a harsher winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of cold temperatures, a lot of snow, a lot of wind.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're already noticing issues right now inside of your home, take care of it before winter comes. We do installs during winter, but nothing's better than being able to comfortably live inside of your house during the cold months. Honestly, take advantage of our sales. Take advantage of what we have to offer.
What else do you do? Do you do doors?
We absolutely do doors.
Nice.
I'm glad you brought that up. My wife was a big stickler on that with our house. We have two of them. We use a company called Provia. They're an incredible company, incredible partner with us. They're made out in Ohio, Mennonite Amish.
Okay.
They are some of the nicest doors you can put inside of your house.
Really? I think I need a door.
Is this a new door?
Hey, I'll come over to your house after we're done here.
Yeah, I think I do.
Cool.
Tons of options, tons of styles. They're nice. Beautiful, beautiful pieces.
All right. Brandon, thanks for coming in and chatting windows with us.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Enjoy your marriage, man. Yeah, it's a very exciting time for you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So what changed? You said, you know, it's different.
I was in a big struggle in my life finding who I was with people I shouldn't have been with.
Yeah.
In relationships that are no good for me. When you know, you know. And the best part about being married to who I'm married to right now.
Yeah.
She made me into the person who I am. She pulled out the best of me. She saw the worst, but she didn't focus on that.
Right.
She made it so that I could live comfortably, fix my life, make sure that I'm taken care of. And it doesn't feel like you're being babysat. I think that's the biggest thing in life that I love. Right. I don't feel like you're being hovered over. She just naturally took care of me.
Yeah.
Made me to be able to live who I am.
And has a lifetime warranty.
Absolutely. Yeah. No
refunds. And you were destined to meet.
Yeah.
100%. Seriously,
yeah. What an awesome story.
That's great.
Congratulations on all your success, local sales manager, Window Nation, Connecticut. Thanks for coming in and don't be a stranger.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys need anything, give us a call. Same thing to all the listeners. You guys want to take advantage of things at the end of the day, right now especially, we're doing a 50% off window promotion along with a 2-year no interest, no payment plan. So by all means, feel free to call us.
I love that. The plan for me would be to get the windows, you get them half price.
Yeah.
And then you just pay the thing off in 2 years.
Right.
And not pay any interest.
We have tons of different ways you can do it. If you want longer term, smaller payments, it's definitely available. But we have tons of ways to make sure this is affordable for you guys.
That's great.
WindowNation.com. That's WindowNation.com. Tell them Chaz, AJ, and Brandon sent you.
Do that.
Just, you know what you do?
What's that?
You say, hey, I'm good friends with Brandon.
Right.
Say that. The Connecticut sales manager.
Oh, I love those phone calls.
Yeah. thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.